And every Thursday morning, everybody, Thursday, January 5th, 2023, it's Tom Drake's Daily Cruisin' Travel News Podcast, brought to you by The Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com. Tom Drake here. Who would it be? It's my podcast. I tell you that every day. Before I get into what's going on in the cruise and travel industry today, I want to say thank you to all the people that are leaving comments on Podbean or sending me messages about this, that, or as we say in Jersey, the other thing. I don't get a chance to answer them all. I will eventually. I'm not organized. I'm the first to admit that, but I just want to say thank you. I am on board the Oceania Serena. We are on our way to Bonaire. We'll arrive at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Bonaire is one of the three Dutch islands we call the ABCs. Aruba, Bonaire, and Curaçao. Bonaire is the least touristy of the three, although that is changing. I started coming here 25 years ago. It was a laid-back fishing village that people came to for scuba diving because the island is surrounded by beautiful reefs. Now it is very touristy when you arrive. There's a lot more stores downtown. There's restaurants and tchotchke shops, and you know, they're still not anywhere near what they have in Aruba, Curaçao, or St. Martin or St. Thomas, but this is a small island, and for the size of the island, it's getting busy as hell. You'll see two or three big ships coming in, 10,000 people stopping in Bonaire. So the sleepy fishing village woke up. All right, let's get to what's going on. All right, that's the music. I don't know if I'm going to keep that, but I like to listen to it once in a while. You know, it's like breaking news from Tom Drake. Internet connectivity is a big deal in this business. It is a big, big deal. How much it costs, how fast it is, yada, yada, yada. Here on Oceania, the internet is good, and it's complimentary. So you really, when it's complimentary, you're off the hook. If you're charging a bunch of money and it's just good, you're going to hear about it, but it's free, so shut up. It works. It's not the fastest. It's not lightning speed, but you don't pay for it. On many cruise lines, MSC, Carnival, NCL, bingo, bango, a lot of money. You can spend on a 7-day cruise easily $100 per device. And on some cruise lines, the MSC, it's per device. Here, you know, you can log on with your phone and log off your phone and log on your computer with the same account. Over on MSC, you have to buy it per device. So if you want it on your phone, that's so much a day. If you want it on your computer, that's so much a day. If your wife wants it on her phone, that's another package. If she wants it on her iPad, and you better give it to her, that's another package. So, boy, you can spend $400, $500 more than liquor on internet. Well, American Cruise Lines, they do the riverboats, and they have small cruise ships, Hawaii, different places. They've announced they installed the Starlink satellite system. That's Elon Musk, the Tesla guy, and SpaceX. He put up a whole bunch of low-level orbit satellites, and he's got a great internet package now, really fast. It's better closer to land, which is great for these riverboats and even the small cruise ships. And I just looked it up. I was curious. Now, under marine or maritime, it's really for yachts and things like that. But they charge $5,000 a month and then $10,000 for the equipment. And you get two terminals. But is that set up for, you know, small yachts, things like that? I don't know what kind of money American Cruise Line is spending on Starlink. I will tell you that it's complimentary. And it is a big selling point now, especially, you know, when your wife, I shouldn't say it, the husband says, honey, let's go on a river cruise. And she goes, I can't. I got things going on at work and this, that, and the other thing. But guess what? If you have fast internet, and between using your own phone on land and then using their internet when you're on the ship, you can stay in touch with what you're doing. Your work is a big, big selling point. And so if you go on American Cruise Lines in 2023, know that you're going to receive complimentary high-speed internet. And that's pretty cool. That's a good investment. The Starlink is what Elon Musk donated to Ukraine to use so they have internet connectivity during the war. And he just let them use it. So that's a pretty good deal. I mentioned yesterday, a couple days ago, that cruise lines will be raising their gratuity prices because they're looking at the hotel industry and realizing the hotel industry is getting, they're gouging people. Now, they don't charge you gratuities in on a hotel, but they charge you the resort fee, $35, and many of the places, and you never go to the gym or the pool. So Carnival announced they're raising their gratuities about $1.50 per person per day. It'll take it up to, I think the highest is going to be around $18, $18.70 a day. Yeah, I think it's 17. NCL raised it as much as $20 a day, depending on where you are, suites in the Haven, things like that. NCL also announced they're reducing the level of service because they look at hotels and go, hotels just do it once a day now. They don't do turn down anymore. They don't do it. They tell you why, because they're trying to save the planet and also payroll. Because if they do turn down, then they clean again. They use chemicals, and they don't change the sheets unless you ask for it, because that uses a detergent and water, and that affects the environment. Well, the cruise lines are looking at this and going, hey, we're over here breaking our neck, and they're over there charging twice as much and giving them nothing. So that's kind of what the cruise industry is going to do. And here also is, I'm looking at now, Carnival Cruise Line raised their internet connectivity. A premium plan on Carnival will cost up to $18.70 a day. All right, that's to have high-speed internet. Now, here I will tell you that the internet is complimentary, but if you want high-speed internet, streaming internet, it's $9.95 a day. That allows you to watch Netflix. I watched MLB.com. I watched football games through YouTube TV. It cost me $9.95 a day. Over on Carnival, it is $18.70 a day. If I don't want to watch sports and stream my own stuff, it's complimentary. Over there, the minimum you pay for internet is $12.75 a day times 7 days. That's $100. And then your son wants his hooked up, and your daughter wants hers hooked up, and your wife wants hers hooked up. And before you know it, you're spending $400, $500. So if you're on a cruise line where it's complimentary, that's more savings. So it is wave season right after the first of the year. They go into selling the hell out of cruises. It's called the wave season. Azamara announced that they're offering the best wave season yet. Now, they have new owners, so I don't know what they're basing on. I mean, Azamara has been around about 15 years, but they were sold during the pandemic. Royal Caribbean sold them to a hedge fund out of New York called Pinnacle, or forget the name of the place. It's a bunch of rich guys that wanted to own a cruise line. But they're offering all kinds of deals, including 40% off on many of their cruises, and they announced they have some pretty cool cruises. This one really jumped off the page. They have one. It's a five-night Grand Prix weekend on the Azamara Pursuit. They're going to be overnight in Monaco for the Formula One. Now, it says the Formula One event. It doesn't say the race. It just says the Formula One event. Now, there are many events during that time. I don't know if it'd be for the race or not, but if it is and you're into that, that's a pretty good deal. I don't know how expensive it's going to be, but they're saying it's 40% off, and you can go to Monte Carlo and stay on the ship, because you know you couldn't buy it. You couldn't get a hotel room in Monaco during the big race there. I'll finish it. Relax. So check it out, Azamara. Azamara, if you don't know, Oceania has four of what are called the R ships from Renaissance back in the day, and Azamara has the other four. They're all eight cookie cutter ships. They were all built in the same time frame back in 1999. They're small. They carry 684 guests, and they're offering 40% off, and you can go watch cars go around in a circle, stuff like that. Holland America has announced I don't know how they call it a 28-day Arctic Circle cruise with 12 Alaska ports of call. So I guess they are going somewhere out by the Arctic, but I'm looking at the ports of call, the 12 Alaska ports of call. They're going to Dutch Harbor. They're going to Haines, so it says Skagway, but you're going to dock in Haines, and then they're going to take you over to Skagway. Homer, Juneau, Kent. If you really want to overdose on ice, 12 Alaska ports, get it over with. When we go up there, meaning Oceania, it's a 7-day cruise out of Seattle, and very few people do it back to back, because if you do back to back in Alaska, you need a lobotomy. It's ice. It doesn't change. It melts a little different. That's all. But if you're really into it, if you love looking at ice, then the Holland America, what ship's doing it here? The Westerdam will be doing in 2024. So you have plenty of time to get a good, you can go look at, watch ice melt and salmon die in Alaska. And as I said, many times. I love Alaska because everything is close. You travel around the world, like places like Muir. When you get off the ship, it's like an hour bus ride to get into town, and there's nothing there. And that's an hour bus ride to get back. Alaska, there's nothing there, but it's close. It's right outside the window. You can. So that's Ketchikan. I'm going to take a nap. Thank you very much. If you're one of those poor people that were stranded by Southwest Airlines during the holiday meltdown, this is someone else's words. Kind of cute, because the bomb cyclone caused all of the problems. Snow was everywhere, and of course, Southwest Airlines had a holiday meltdown. They are giving everybody a $25,000 rapid rewards points as compensation. They're still giving your money back, and they're paying your hotels. They're doing everything to keep you as a customer, but they're also going to throw 25,000 points into your loyalty account. And the CEO of Southwest said that really is about $300. It'll buy you a one-way ticket somewhere. I don't know why they didn't do it that way. It would sound better if they said, we're going to give your money back, and we're going to take care of your hotel and everything. Plus, we're going to give you a voucher for a flight anywhere, one way anywhere. That would probably, from a marketing standpoint, seem like a better deal. But you're getting 25,000 rapid reward points, and hopefully they'll fix the computer system, and it won't happen again. The CEO, Bob Jordan, said emails have been sent to customers, and this is in addition to, you know, taking care of everything, refunds on flights, and incidental expenses related to the recent disruption in travel. Don't you love that? Don't you love when the marketing people, the public relations people write that? Related to their recent disruption in travel. You left my ass stranded Christmas weekend. I couldn't see my parents. I couldn't get home. My kids were crying and screaming in the airport. We had to get in the car and go back home. That is not a recent disruption there, Bobby boy. Hey, they are. Are not happy, and I'm not sure 25,000 points will cover it. They canceled, are you ready for this? They canceled 13,700 flights in that little short period of time, and all those people had to hustle to find another, or rent a car, or drive there, or put the kids back in the van and listen to them. The kids probably didn't care. They were going to grandma's house. You can mail me the gifts, but anyway, they got some work to do at Southwest. I talked about this, and I have it down to talk about it again, and I don't know why. I don't really want to waste my time with it. I mentioned that Australia is all about viruses and, you know, nothing to do our country and quarantine and everything else. And the latest thing is biofoul, which is a little, here are their words, potentially harmful non-native species. And that's the new thing. In 2022, they passed all kinds of, not all kinds, they passed like laws about this. You can't come into Australia if you have little pests on your hull. And believe me, that they itch. You ever have pests on your hull? Whee! Well, now they're saying, we're giving everybody a break because we're communicating. In other words, there's big fines. If you don't, now, ships going into Australia, and that's not just cruise ships, all commercial, you know, freighters and everything, they have to stop somewhere and have a company come out and clean their hull but to make sure that there aren't any little pesky pests. And if you don't and you get caught, starting next year, they're going to bang you. They're going to hit you with a big fine because they don't want anybody messing around. Right now, they call this the education first approach. So they're warning people, like the Viking Orion that had pesky little pests, and the Coral Princess that had snails. They have to be below the waterline, I would imagine. Because you don't see them otherwise. Because if you could see them, the cruise line would get rid of it right away. Because people, what's that crawling on the side of the ship there? They're going to be in trouble if they don't get it fixed the next time. Then there's going to be big fines. Boy, and I'm sure everybody's got to pick up on that. You know, that's going to be a big deal now. Biofoul. Well, you know, yesterday we went 20 minutes. The day before we went 21 minutes. Today we are only at 13 minutes and change. I'm shooting for 15 minutes. I want it to be funny, but I want it to be informative, and I want it to be quicker. Because I realize that everybody has a life, so we're going to stop. Now, you didn't hear the duck today. I'm not sure I want to keep using the duck because I'm wondering if this won't be successful or more successful or even successful at all if it wasn't so silly. So every day it'll be a lesson. I don't know, what's the word I want? Every day it'll be we'll try something different, you know? That's why I'm married three times. Hello. Try to view. All right. Have a happy Thursday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow from Aruba tomorrow. Have a good day. See ya.